At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, well, well. Zohran Mamkhami, the guy who wants to be and may end up being the mayor of New York, had the unmitigated gall to tweet this last night. I'm heartbroken to learn of the horrific shooting in Midtown, and I am holding the victims, their families, and the NYPD officer in critical condition in my thoughts, grateful for all of our first responders on the ground. You mean the ones you vowed to defund?
Right, yeah, that would be who he's talking about, yeah.
Cool, because I'm looking for something more like, how many more would have died without them? Because you're going to defund them, so... I mean, there's no self-awareness with these liberals. There really is. Wait, Mamkhami is what? Anguish? There was not a SEAL Team 6 social worker in full Kevlar available to de-escalate this unfortunate situation? How could you can't have it both ways. They want to take your gun. I mean, this is a guy who says violence by criminals is not actually violence. And the only real violence is the violence by prosecutors. That's the only violence. But he's pretend. That's what they do. They do it so well. Pretend to be normal until it's too late and we elect you. I'm going to actually play this because people actually have to hear this stuff. I'm not exaggerating. He's talking about violence is an artificial construct when we're talking about people who, yes, steal Amazon packages, but also burglars who break into your house. That is a violent crime. Burglary is the crime where they break into your house when you are home. That is a violent crime.
Oftentimes, we've even found as legislators, when we go into these courts, the term violent crime is even used when people are stealing packages. Violent crime is even used when people are accused of burglary and there happens to be a housing unit in that same dwelling. So violence is an artificial construction. And we have to be very clear that what is happening here with these district attorneys, that is violence. That is violence at the highest degree.
Someone should ask Mr. Mamkhami, was what we just saw here violence? Was that fire or that? No, that's just a construct.
I think you've got four families at least that would differ with that opinion.
It just drives me nuts how they get away with it. You should not get away with it. If you want to defund the NYPD, then either keep your mouth shut or you tell us what your plan was for a situation like this. And he can't because he's a child. He's a child. Even put up a tweet, hey, you know, I'm really fortunate that when I decide to quit my job for some me time, my family could just pay my bills. Yeah, well, you don't know what reality is, but.
No, not at all.
Because most of us don't live that way.
Nope.
Anyway, absolutely tragic with this shooter and the fact that he targeted the building because the NFL headquarters is there. A lot of pictures emerging of the people barricading themselves in the office because, you know, their offices, nobody knew, you know, who
you know, who was coming and, you know, if they'd been caught and in any of that.
And with New York City's gun laws, they weren't able to defend themselves.
No, not really. And so, but, you know, this is how they want to live in New York. And I got to tell you, this guy wins. New York Post did an article that estimated 20% of the NYPD would quit. I'm surprised it's that low if this guy gets elected. And I don't blame them. And the main reason that this is a problem for police officers is you have to defend yourself, especially in New York, against, you know, illegal immigrants, violent crime members, some of the most violent crime members on earth. If you have to shoot somebody in self-defense, will he have your back or will he stand by, fire you? And unfortunately for police officers, if you get fired, if it's found you did something wrong, which to the left, if you're an police officer, you're just wrong for breathing, okay? If you defend yourself against one of their voters, i.e. a hardened criminal, then you're really, really wrong. You're supposed to let the guy kill themselves, kill you and maybe themselves. So, you know, you have nobody to back you up. You're going to see more of this thing. If he wins, you're going to see, you know, 20% of the force just go, we give up. We can't. We do not have his backing. We're afraid to defend ourselves. What happens? And I've been arguing we will have no-go zones where liberal cities used to be. You will see block by block takeover by some of the most violent gangs on earth. And this is evidence of this. That exodus that I'm saying, the idea, well, could millions leave? Yes. This is an article by Stephen Moore in the New York Post. His group, Unleash Prosperity, took a look at the latest census and realized New York and New Jersey have lost $140 billion in income in just one decade. What does that mean? Well, the way that he counted that was the way they counted that, they looked at what people made. And they looked at the latest census and income tax data to find out, you know, how much these states have lost. They have lost more residents over the past decade than any other state except California. From 2015 to 2024, so that's 9 years, New York has lost 2 million residents. That is astonishing.
Wow.
You put Mancami in there, we are going to lose control of territory. And I'm talking, when I say lose control, I mean, you got to send the military in to get it back. Well, you don't believe me? Go look at Mexico. Those, the people that are running the no-go zones down there where even the military can't go in Mexico, they're coming here. Or they are here. And it just took the NYPD 2 years to clean out the whole brothel district. And we were talking about it at the beginning of the New York Post. They were selling girls and kidnap women out of some of that. I mean, that is the level of third world absolute anarchy and chaos going on in New York. Can you imagine with Mancami as the mayor?
Beyond belief at this point.
Yeah, I think you'll see more people fleeing for literally for their lives. And you're going to see, you know, it's a sanctuary city. You're going to see the gangs they've invited there take territory. And it's going to be harder and harder and harder to liberate that territory.
Well, they'll have to defund the police because they won't have the tax base to pay for it.
No. And CNN, I mean, just beclowned itself yesterday.
Again?
These people are just ridiculous. They're literally running, and this trended on X yesterday because it was so absurd. They're literally running video that has just come out of the shooter entering the building, strolling along like he doesn't have a care in the world. And he's, by the way, very clearly not white. Even at a distance and with sunglasses on, you can tell that. Here's her report.
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they did get, they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white. And that they were already able to identify various parts of the building where they think he is right now from 911 calls and also possibly video on those elevators, that they were able to move that.
Possibly white. Possibly white. It doesn't matter that he killed a police officer. That's not an important detail. The important detail is he's possibly white. They're already setting this up for their liberal followers to make the same assumption that they lead them to, almost always erroneously, that this is a white male conservative Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And then inevitably in the weeks after, we find out the details don't support that.
Well, after you've already run the headline that enraged millions in this country, you know, then the damage is already done. So.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like Minnesota. I got texts from some of you. Why aren't you talking about Minnesota? You know, the guy who went and killed the Democrat speaker. That's what I'm talking about. I've got to see the whole manifesto. I'm not doing it. Not repeating their lies. And I was right. I didn't talk about it for 2 weeks until it came out. The guy not only was not a conservative Republican or Trump supporter, any of those things, he thought, because he was crazy, he was working with Tim Walz to help him become a U.S. senator. Tim Walz, of course, Kamala Harris's running mate. He had planned to kill Amy Klobuchar. And this was part of his plan that he believed he and Tim had hatched in order to further the Democrat cause. He also said the government had trained him to go do this. And he was even very clear in an interview with the New York Post. Sorry, I'm not a Trump supporter, but that only ran in the New York Post. Everybody else blacked it out. So that's what CNN does. And that's what you heard Aaron Burnett trying to get started yesterday. Just misinform, misinform, misinform when people are paying attention. Then black out the truth later. It's disgusting. Lee, they should just try news. Just, you know, just do news. Just whatever happens, just throw that out there.
Report the facts.
Nah. What would the point of that be?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
How hard did Donald Trump crush it with his trade deal? Folks, this is my favorite story today. I couldn't wait to do it a second time. He crushed it so hard that the Prime Minister of France, who is beside himself, he is not happy, said that the Trump trade deal with the EU was, quote, so triumphant for the United States, it was an act of submission by the EU to Donald Trump. Wow. Quote, it is a dark day when an alliance of free peoples, united to affirm their values and defend their interests, resolves to submission. So the deal so triumphant that it is an act of submission by the EU. All we had to do was ask. We've always had the power. Here's Howard Lutnick describing the terms of the deal. By the way, they're estimating $90 billion in revenue collection for the Treasury.
Well, remember, the European Union is a $20 trillion economy, 450 million people. The fact is, the European Union is the monster deal. President Trump did that deal yesterday. We were all together in Scotland. We got the deal done. So here how it goes. The European Union is going to pay 15%, and they sell us $600 billion worth of goods. That's $90 billion for America. And they agreed for the first time ever to cut all their tariffs, cut their barriers, and let American businesses and farmers and ranchers and fishermen finally sell into the European Union. Massive market. This is huge for America.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely huge. So huge, even CNN had to admit it was kind of a pretty good deal.
Is this a fantastic deal then struck by Donald Trump and just terrible negotiation on the part of the EU? I mean, how do you...
I think that's an accurate assessment. Obviously, it's better than not having any deal at all, at 30% or something. But this is really a wasted opportunity, I think, for the EU and absolutely a victory on behalf of the Trump administration.
Yeah. Even Bill Maher had to admit he was wrong. Folks, here's the thing with this. Have you noticed this? Are the experts ever right? Natural disasters, think about it. Stock market plunges, that didn't happen. Folks, again, it was reported as new. I will never forget this. It was reported as fact. CNBC, that April, Liberation Month, was going to be the worst month for the stock market since the Great Depression. I will never forget this. This was reported as fact. They ran it along the top of the Drudge banner they had. Oh, they were having party time. We've had two stock market all-time highs since then. I mean, have you ever noticed there's always an expert on standby to tell us what's happening? And have you ever noticed they're almost always wrong if they're with the mainstream media, including Fox News? Especially on financial stuff. Just dead wrong. And folks, if you had been, you know, on the panel on CNBC, even Fox Business that week, when they tried to crash the stock market, they just don't have enough, you know, of an audience anymore to do it. These mainstream media people whose stars are fading faster by the day. That's what they were doing. They were talking the markets down. And you listen to them and you say, you know, I kind of think this is going to be great for America. Like, I kind of think we'll have two all-time high stock market hits. You would have never been invited back on. You would have been thought to be a mental defective, and you would have been the only one who was correct. Here's Newsweek senior editor Josh Hammer. And this is Sky News in Australia.
You know, Rita, Donald Trump is the only man that I've ever seen who flies over to Scotland, the home of golf, to play some rounds of golf with his family to usher in a new Trump-affiliated golf course redesign. And he comes home bagging one of the greatest, most historic trade deals in the history of modern commerce. I mean, this is truly historic stuff. And, you know, whether it's really getting the better of Ursula von der Leyen and the European Union bureaucrats, whether it's the massive, massive trade deal that the United States just reached with Japan about a week and a half ago, we had a deal with the Philippines in the interim that kind of flew under the radar. By the way, holding trade aside just for a second there, he also reached a ceasefire deal between Thailand and Cambodia. I mean, this is just like, it's just a rapid fire win after win after win. I mean, I have never experienced, frankly, this much winning from a president in my life.
And that's the senior editor of Newsweek. Now, folks, I want to point something out to you, okay? And I feel like you, long-term listeners, are huge in this win. You actually had something to do with this. Personally, because Bobby Mack and I, you may not remember Bobby Mack. He was on in the afternoon. He hired me. We went to war. We went to war over something called the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. This idiotic idea in 2015, 2016, that what we should do is take the trade authority that you're seeing Trump use now and turn it over to a panel of unelected bureaucrats from Brunei. Where the hell is that? Brunei? Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico. Can you imagine? Cartel control Mexico making our trade deals. New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, Vietnam, Australia, and we'd have one representative. Trump couldn't have cut this deal. And it was thought to be the super duper smart thing to turn the trade authority over, create an EU style bloc. This was the dream of the Bush cabal, and erase America's borders. Trump couldn't have cut this deal, but you defeated it. Remember? We called and called and called and called. And we had several of our Congress members going to vote for this horror show. Mick Mulvaney was whipping the votes for it. We whipped him on the phone, and he had to not only stop whipping the votes, he had to flip his vote. It went down minus just a few votes. We did that. It's probably the greatest talk radio victory we've had, me and Bobby Mack. And we just hit those phones day after day after day after day. And folks, imagine the full whore here, okay? Let me just set it up for you so you can understand how we dodged it by just a few votes. This panel was also going to set our immigration policy. Think about that. The cartel control Mexico was going to set our immigration policy. So you're going to call up. You're going to call up your congressman. They say, too bad. Some guy from Brunei or however the hell you say Brunei, I don't even care. Says, we got to have open borders. And the cartels want open borders. We got outvoted. Sorry. That's where we were. And Donald Trump campaigned on that. Do you remember? And Hillary Clinton was for it. He made her flip. That put downward pressure, too, on the votes. I will never forget it. Trey Gowdy supported that. And he came on this show. We had a knockdown, dragout. He hasn't come on the show since. I mean, I was very nice, but I hit him with facts. And he was repeating the idiotic Bush cabal line. Well, we don't want to be shut out. We need to be involved in these deals. We'll be shut out. We're the biggest economy in the world. Well, if you don't partner with Brunei, we'll never let you cut a trade deal. Like I said, nobody ever, idiots. By the way, Tim Scott, that was his last appearance on the show. We duked it out of that over that, and he hasn't been back. I was very nice, but we just dealt in facts, and they're not used to that in Washington. None of the wins you're seeing Trump do right now would be possible if Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham and Trey Gowdy had gotten their way, and we hadn't flipped Mick Mulvaney's vote. Because Trump would have to call up Brunei and ask for permission. Trump would have to call up the cartels and ask for permission to close our borders. Trump would have to call up New Zealand and Australia and, can I cut a trade deal that benefits America? Oh, no, sorry. We have to stand in line behind you. Understand every day how close we came to disaster. And you know what's interesting about this? This was the Uniparty's plan for opening the border. These countries were going to do it. So Joe Biden had to come in and do it because that failed. Donald Trump helped kill it, but most importantly, you did. We dodged a bullet, and look where we are. It just gets better every day.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, if there's one thing that's under attack in our society, it's heterosexuality. We've been all over this. Do you remember the articles? One of the things I started noticing a couple years ago, I love romance movies. I know. I'm a woman. I'm embarrassed, but whatever. I started noticing, you know, nobody's having sex in romance movies anymore. Or even implicating it, like, you know, sort of insinuating it. I don't have to see all that. If they've kissed by the end of the thing, I've seen many movies. We've never seen that before. And it turned out that this generation does not like heteronormativity. Or at least we're told they don't. They're not. They don't like to see the projection of heterosexuality. Or we're told they don't. It's been stripped out. Now, there's plenty of homosexuality. They'll jam a gay kiss down your throat all day long. There's always two gay characters having a relationship, but there is no corresponding heterosexual relationship, or if there is, it is not as in your face. You've probably seen this. It's everywhere. It's in advertising. It's in movies. Well, do you sense we're beginning maybe to turn a corner on that? I had to tell you about an experience we had recently. My husband and I, we do family movie day, and we watch from all eras. We particularly like to watch from 80s and 90s because the kids are so shocked at how different American culture was then and the things in almost every movie from that era that you couldn't do today. Well, we watched the movie Rad. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's PG. And the kids noticed and were shocked, because I have teenagers, at the overt heterosexuality. And it's not even subtle. I mean, they're always like, you know, women wearing tight shirts. If they're attractive, they're cutting in on, you know, their breasts, their butt. There's sexual innuendo out the yin yang. Oh, that wasn't good, was it? Poor phrasing there. But no, it's evident is you don't see that in modern movies. My kids have never seen it. My kids are like, this is perverted. I'm like, this is PG. Like, this, everything was like this in the 80s and the 90s. Sex sells. But not anymore. Until now. Have you seen the Sydney Sweeney ads? When I watched it, I went, what? That's a pretty typical car company commercial from the 1980s. Hot girl gets in car, drives away, shakes butt on her way, you know, to open the door. Wabby, what? That was the entire decade of the 80s and the 90s. Liberal women are losing their damn minds. American Eagle has gone full hetero. Now, if you're going to go full hetero, in the rules of the new left-wing cult orthodoxy, the only heterosexuality that can be permitted, it would have to be minorities. You know their rules. They don't actually say them, but you know them. You've watched their cultural product. Well, this breaks all those rules. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl next door. See, now we got a prop. Who says she has good jeans? What are they selling? Jeans. Now, what I can't show you, because this is radio, is it starts off focusing on her chest, moves down. And you can see it's actually a really cute jeans dress. And then it comes back up. But, you know, it's obviously a close-in crop shot on her chest, right? I mean, very typical for 1980s or 1990s. We objected, conservatives objected to it then on religious grounds and smut grounds. But, you know, we didn't know a time would come we would beg to see those commercials on account of they're so overtly hetero. And that's just not allowed, heterosexual in our society. Well, listen to this. This lit up white liberal women on TikTok who are losing their minds.
My body's composition is determined by my genes. Hey, eyes up here.
Sydney Sweeney has very keen.
That's it. And she says, hey, eyes up here, because the camera starts to wander down, just like it would in the 80s and the 90s. Well, you can only folks, this, the left thought they had defeated this. There's another one with a tight shot on her butt as she drives off in a Mustang, uniquely American car. Well, they hate that kind of thing. They thought this was practically outlawed. And it's back. So how's that working out for the stock price? Up 16% since the advertising campaign. Why? Sex still sells. And heterosexual sex, as much as they hate it, is still normal. Okay, I got to play the response here. This is angry liberal women. Folks, have you noticed, say, why do all these liberal women look like the Bride of Satan? Have you noticed this? They look more and more like Baphomet. Now with the bull nose ring, like Satan going to lead him around on a leash or something? I feel like I got to do an exorcism after I take a shower watching these women. Anyway, whatever. They're losing it. Okay, let me play the commercial again. Let me play the reaction. This has gone just viral over and over and over. TikTok, Instagram, people losing it.
My body's composition is determined by my genes. Hey, eyes up here.
Sydney Sweeney has great genes.
Here's the thing. She does have great genes. She's beautiful, and they can't stand it.
You guys are complaining about that Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, so I went and saw it. That's Nazi propaganda. Wow. I thought it was going to be, like, kind of bad. That's going to be in history book.
I will be the friend that's too woke, because those Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ads are weird. Like, fascist weird. Like, Nazi propaganda weird. Would we be surprised that a company whose name is literally American Eagle is making fascist propaganda like this? Probably not, but it's still really shocking. Like, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white woman is talking about her good genes. Like, that is Nazi propaganda.
Saying anybody has good genes is eugenics. Blonde hair, blue eyed.
Sydney Sweeney's jeans ad is giving ethnic steak propaganda. It is giving dystopian. It is giving 1940s Germany. And they could have had her said anything. She could have just said, I'm hot, drink my bath water, here are my jeans. But instead they had her say, genes are passed down from parents to children. I have good genes. My jeans are blue. Why? Yeah, no, that was like the most thinly veiled propaganda I think that I've ever seen. I hate it.
I think I'm with Brian. Here's his comment on my ex feed. The Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ad is the best thing to happen to advertising in decades. More of this. Trump is the peace president. Bragging on Truth Social, and it's not really bragging, I guess, if it's true, because it checks out, that he's been ending about one war a month. Washington doesn't do that, and they pretend to want to, but they're all about keeping those wars going. So many different corners of the world. And funding our enemies, most especially in order to create enemies and give them the ability to go to war with us so that we can then fund the response to that. That's why that first rescission package was such a big deal. It's so frustrating listening to people on our side on talk radio. It's only $9 billion. It's tiny. It's too tiny. Are you kidding me? To whack USAID the first time out? That's the CIA's kitty. I mean, how are we going to have enemies if we don't fund the terror training camps? They were funding terror training camps in Afghanistan with that money. They gave Al-Qaeda $9 million to help them take over Syria. We're going to pay for that for decades. I'm sure the training camps are already up and running there. Not Trump. Not Trump. Headline, Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize, but the left will never admit it. Yes, he does. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Hopefully with bone-crushing sanctions and tariffs and secondary tariffs on Russia. Saying overnight, hey, I'm not going to wait 50 days. I'm just going to do it now. Good. Now, the stupidity is sending missiles to NATO because they're going to use those to try to keep the war going. But the tariffs will do it. That's an economy based 60% on carbon. Everything from natural gas oil to fertilizer that is derived from the natural gas creation product, you know, process. And folks, we need to do these secondary tariffs like yesterday because India is out of control and they are just buying the Russian oil out the back door while trying to destroy our currency and BRICS. They need to be sent a message. You can either choose, you're either with Russia or with us. We're not doing both. Not doing both anymore. But I loved that this actually ran on Fox News, that someone was actually allowed to say this on Fox News. Why is Trump the peace president? Just dipping into so many of these conflicts or sending Rubio out to do it and settling it. This is why.
I think it's a distinction between Donald Trump and everyone else. He stands apart, and it's because he is not bought and paid for by any defense contractors or any other left-wing ideological interests. He is representing America's interests first and foremost. He doesn't want more people to die. He wants fewer people to die. And frankly, I think he should actually be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. Trump didn't need their money, so he doesn't need to profit off dead people. He can actually advocate for the interests of America of peace and people not dying. Texter writes, I love you guys. Sydney Sweeney could get me to pay for a mound of fire ants. She is cute. Now the texter writes, going to buy some American Eagle jeans today. Hey, might as well pick up the stock while you're at it. It's up 16% since the ad started running. Why? It's American. It's normal. It's hetero. It's a beautiful woman. We used to be allowed to like this. And if the left doesn't manage to get American Eagle to apologize or pull the ads, more people going to do this. Use a beautiful woman to sell their clothes. Texter writes, hey, and you know what? This is a good point. I should have mentioned this. Femininity is as much under assault as masculinity. If you want to see the Sydney Sweeney ads, they're on my X feed. You'll see what I mean. I've also got, if you want to hear liberal women complaining about them, while looking like brides of Satan, they all look like they're married to Satanists. It's like they could all benefit from a weight loss plan, a pair of pliers to get that nose ring out, maybe an exorcism. Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we saw the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer a couple weeks ago, and out of nowhere, there was a lesbian scene. Yes, but I'm telling you, these modern romance movies, that's a horror, I know, but these modern romance movies, they don't have heterosexual love scenes anymore. They just have gay ones. It's the craziest thing.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.